This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, January 18th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. TikTok is negotiating for its survival in the U.S. Lawmakers and regulators are pushing for a ban of the app, which they say could give China access to Americans' data. But will the company's newest tactic, transparency, be enough to win over its detractors? Our social media reporter Georgia Wells joins us today to discuss what TikTok is offering and how much it might help. That's after these headlines. Tech companies could face much stricter consequences for failing to protect kids from certain online content under a new law expected to be approved in the UK. The online safety bill would force large tech companies to remove illegal content or content that is barred by their own terms and conditions, like fraud, revenge porn, and sexual abuse. The draft bill gives the UK's communications regulator the power to fine companies who break the law up to 10% of their global annual revenue. The government has also said it plans to amend the bill to hold CEOs criminally liable, with the possibility of up to 2 years in jail if they willfully ignore warnings from British regulators. Tech companies, including Meta, Google, and Twitter, have said they support the bill's aims, but expressed concerns it's too restrictive. Meta declined to comment. Google and Twitter didn't respond to a request for comment. The bill's expected to pass the House of Commons this week and go to the UK's upper chamber next month. If you use any Microsoft products, you might soon see artificial intelligence tools like ChatGPT built into them. At a Wall Street Journal panel during the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland on Tuesday, CEO Satya Nadella said all Microsoft products will eventually have AI tools, and that the company will make them available as platforms for other businesses to build on.
At this point, the way Microsoft's going to really commercialize all of this is Azure has become the place for anybody and everybody who thinks about AI and large-scale training. And we're way ahead on that, and we continue to plan to sort of really step it up there. Second is we're going to make these foundational models available as platforms. So that means anybody who wants to build on them in any domain can build on top of them.
Microsoft was an early investor in OpenAI, the research lab behind chatbot ChatGPT and image generator DALL-E 2. Jury selection began yesterday in Tesla's securities fraud trial. A shareholder claims tweets from Elon Musk in 2018 about taking the electric vehicle company private were false and caused investors to lose billions in the ensuing market volatility. Musk has said in court filings that he was planning on taking the company private and believed he had funding support to do so. He's expected to take the stand in the case possibly as early as today. In 2018, Musk and Tesla reached agreements with the Securities and Exchange Commission over the tweets, where they each agreed to pay $20 million, and Musk also agreed to step down as chairman of the company while remaining CEO. And Chinese video game publisher NetEase has refused to extend a licensing partnership with Activision Blizzard. The partnership has brought Blizzard's globally popular video games, like World of Warcraft and Overwatch, to the Chinese market. But NetEase opted against a 6-month extension of the partnership, set to expire this week. NetEase said Blizzard's offer was uncommon, as it typically strikes deals with partners for 3 years, and that the U.S. company attached other conditions to the proposal. Blizzard said it's in talks with several video game firms to find a new partner in China. All right, coming up, TikTok wants to move past U.S. concerns that it could share data with Beijing. And it's offering something new to reach a deal. We'll explain after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
TikTok is in the midst of negotiations with U.S. regulators to keep the app operating here. For the last 2 years, U.S. officials have said they're worried that TikTok's ownership by Beijing-based ByteDance could give China access to American data or allow it to influence what U.S. users see on the app. And as you may remember, that's led to threats that TikTok could be banned in the U.S. To prevent this, TikTok is trying a new tactic for negotiations: increased transparency. Here with me to discuss what lawmakers and regulators are learning about the company and how it could affect TikTok's chances of staying in the U.S. is our reporter, Georgia Wells. Hey, Georgia. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Georgia, you've been speaking with people familiar with these conversations between TikTok and regulators. What new information is the company sharing?
So we're learning a lot more about what these conversations look like and what TikTok has been doing for the past 2 years. And so this involves a $1.5 billion effort so far to set up a new structure that would be in charge of making sure that the algorithms involved with the app and that data is safe. And this is their attempt to convince U.S. lawmakers that TikTok could operate in the U.S. safely.
What exactly are they proposing to change?
So TikTok has said that all of the systems it has related to serving content to users and determining which videos to take down, that those systems would be housed with Oracle, and the code that runs those systems would be visible both to Oracle and to third-party monitors. And those third-party monitors could check the code to detect whether it had been manipulated, perhaps by the Chinese government or other foreign actors. And that if they see anything that concerns them, there are stipulations within this proposal where they would have a way to escalate their concerns, flag them to the U.S. government, and ultimately the U.S. government could shut them down if it felt that the concerns weren't taken seriously.
Why has it changed its approach? Why is it sharing more now?
So typically these conversations are confidential. It's between TikTok and this entity called CFIUS, which is the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. And this is an executive branch panel that kind of looks at whether or not apps can remain in the U.S. safely and also related to their ownership. And TikTok has been talking to CFIUS for 2 years, but there's not really a deal in sight right now. So people close to TikTok are at this point where they want to show what they've been working on in an attempt, hopefully, to find allies in Washington who could help encourage a deal to happen.
We've seen some bans at state and federal level. Can you tell us a bit about those, and are they playing a role in how these conversations are changing?
Technically, that process is different than this process, but yes, like that kind of has this overall ratcheting up the urgency for TikTok right now when you've got all of these local politicians who are talking about TikTok as a risk. And so that increases the urgency for TikTok to want to get a deal done at the federal level to be able to show that they're working on addressing these issues.
Right. I mean, lawmakers, state and federal, and regulators have raised these concerns about TikTok's data being shared with China or maybe China influencing what American users see. But beyond that theoretical threat, is there any reason why lawmakers are wary?
So weeks ago, we learned that TikTok conducted this internal probe to find that employees had misused their authority to access the data of journalists on the platform. And this was in an effort to identify leaks of company information. So that obviously is not doing TikTok any favors when the company is trying to convince lawmakers that it would never abuse the data of its users. Basically, part of the challenge here is that TikTok's own executives in the U.S. have not always completely understood how the algorithms in the app worked. And so back in 2020, there was a group of TikTok executives who noticed that videos for certain creators suddenly were seeing this big drop in the number of views they were getting. And they had no idea what had happened. And they like ask around and nobody in the US knows what's going on. And then they talk to colleagues in China and they learned that there was a tweak that TikTok's algorithm team in China implemented, changed certain aspects of content that was shown to users, and that this inadvertently really reduced the amount of political content that users were shown. And so this kind of showed an example of TikTok could face perhaps an uphill battle in proving that US executives would always understand fully what the app is doing and be in a position to catch anything that can like be tweaked with the app and know what's going on. When we asked TikTok about the incident, a spokeswoman said that political content was very popular on the app in 2020. And she said that the hashtags Trump, Biden, Trump 2020, and Biden 2020 garnered more than 2 trillion cumulative views monthly at that time.
Right. I mean, those are the sort of big concerns. And as you say, they're certainly not helping TikTok in these negotiations. What is TikTok saying then about this kind of change of tactic of sharing more information with regulators in these negotiations?
So TikTok is at this point where there's not a deal in sight. And so now the company basically wants to show more of its homework. The company wants to show that it has been trying to address these issues, that it's working on it, so that in the very least, when lawmakers are talking about the concerns, they'll be armed with more of the facts around what the company has been doing in an attempt to address this.
It sort of feels like we're hitting this inflection point in a way. Lawmakers are paying more attention to social media. The government seems to have leverage over TikTok because of its ownership. But how come other social media platforms aren't having to offer up changes to their platforms or reveal their algorithms to regulators?
So these conversations are about national security. And so that means the data of the users on the app and also the content that can be shown to them. And so we are also, like you mentioned, at a time when a lot of lawmakers in the U.S. have concern about the role of tech in our lives and the role of algorithms and perhaps like addiction to apps. But this isn't the venue for discussing that. Like the venue that we're talking about right now is just about national security.
You mentioned there's no deal in sight right now, but then what happens next and how quickly can we expect a resolution to this issue?
So that's the big question. Potential outcomes could include the U.S. forcing TikTok to divest, so basically sell off a portion of its operations. Another potential outcome is there's a bill winding its way through Congress right now that seems like it could ban TikTok. But also we've seen TikTok remain on phones and just have this issue kind of percolating in the background for a long time. So I don't know how much longer that could continue. But the million-dollar question right now is what's going to happen to TikTok in the U.S.? Because this is something that would affect millions and millions of users.
Yeah, I guess millions of users will be watching to see if they can keep that app on their phone. Georgia Wells, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.